Okay, I'm at Bar Open with Ben Sindo and his brother Ben Sindo. I was really keen on this idea that, you know, when we got home we could do a drunken joint audio pod, but they're now eager to move on to some other place. I can't remember what it's called. They're arguing about some fucking jacket. Ben kind of bought the jacket in Holland apparently. He was so fucking angry when he bought it. He's never worn this jacket ever. No. But I don't think that it's going to happen because I'm rapidly reaching saturation point and I've got to get up early tomorrow and no. So I don't think if we progress to bar, whatever the fuck, it's actually going to eventuate that we'll come home and do a joint audio post, which is the only reason that I really want to stay with them, because actually all I really want to do at this point is go home. So I thought that we could do a joint audio post up home, but actually I don't think even that's going to happen because then physically... So that's really all I have to say. I think that life is basically good. I've still got half a beer to finish. And I've still got lots of time on the phone. I could talk crazy. I just had to chat with my friend, choosing a pseudonym for him. He has a pseudonym already. It's called Dark Scramble. He's languishing in Canberra, which is sad. I hate to see people languishing in Canberra. That happened to me once. It was terrible. Terrible thing to languish in Canberra. People who languish in Canberra should move to Melbourne, like me, and be happy, like me. That is all, you know. My love and best wishes to you all. And I really mean that, you know, on some level. I think that's all. I'm thrusting my drink into my hand, saying, drink up, we have to go. We have to move on. He gets very bossy when he's drunk. He's very easygoing and easy to get along with when he's sober, but when he gets drunk, he becomes very dominating and very bossy. Yeah, can we admit? And I love him. And that is all. My love and best wishes to you all. Good night, Hank Corey 419 Raiders.